First of all, I want to thank y'all for your offerings and for your prayers, especially for your prayers, because we really need those. And Mike says I take care of the letter writing, but I want to apologize because I think it's been about 2 months, maybe three, since I've written y'all, and I kind of have an excuse. I've been helping Mike in the shop some since he's been helping the guys with the house, so that's not all right. But anyway, that's for that. I have been working hard too. I also want to thank the Lord, and I want to thank my parents for the way they raised me, and for the opportunity I had to grow up in the mission field, and for the way I grew up. I learned to share my parents, to share their love and their time with a lot of other kids. Those of you know my background, and also they were a real example to me. I can truthfully say that they were godly parents and a very good example to me. And I want to thank my husband, who they asked him how long we've been married, and he said he wasn't sure, somewhere in the 70s. We've been married almost 18 years. It'll be 18 years in a week and a half. And he has been a very good, loving, understanding husband, and even tries to understand me when he doesn't understand me. My dad doesn't really claim anymore. He says he doesn't know where he went wrong because I've gotten kind of weird, but, but I think the Lord for my kids too, and like Mike said, for each of them, for the way that they, the way they do accept being down there, and especially the teenagers, which is hard, especially Wendy, and for Michael, for the desire he has to preach the gospel. And, he put me to shame one night. We went downtown with the young people from Tomball, I believe, and Dad asked me to go so I could help him with the buses. That's kind of a joke if anybody knows me, because I don't know anything about the town, but, we went down there, and we were supposed to be back at a certain time, and Michael was over there talking to some nuns that the young people had started talking to, and they kind of ran out of things to say, so they called Michael over, and he was there for, I don't know how long, seemed like for an hour or more, but the crowd gathered. I don't remember how many for sure, maybe, what, Michael, 100 or 50, quite a few around him, and finally, he, you know, got done, and I asked him, well, were they open? Did you even get anywhere with them? He says, no. I said, well, then why'd you even waste your time? He says, well, there was about six people listening. It's kind of embarrassing, but I praise the Lord that he has a desire to preach. And I, like Mike, ask you to pray that he will, that the Lord will use him. I have some thoughts. I've been reading in Matthew the last few weeks, and the Lord's really touched me with some verses. And this morning after Brother Lindell taught on let me get my paper out.
I'm going water garden.
And your soul shall be as a water garden. We sing that, I don't know if y'all know it, but we sing that song. We learned that verse as a song, but it's always been a blessing to me, but I never saw it the way he taught it this morning. And that kind of, I hope I can tie stuff together the way that these verses already touched me, and it just kind of made me tie it together with what he taught. Matthew 8. Verse 23 says, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. This verse really touched me. I've really been burdened for a long time to really have a prayer life. And the ladies praying every week in Aguas has been a real blessing to me. It's been a blessing to see them grow and to see them learn to pray. And not so much in, you know, big words. They're simple women, but just, you know, really touch the Lord, really touch the throne of God, and really see prayers answered. But I also, you know, I really wanted a real prayer life for myself, just something where I really feel like I'm really getting through.
Amen.
And I really feel like I have. I mean, it's gotten to where I can't wait to wake up in the morning, so I have it. And then at night I think, well, I found some, you know, and then during the day sometimes in the shop if I'm sanding or staining, since I'm just, you know, I don't have to think a lot about what I'm doing, I use that time to pray. And I don't mean to sound boastful, I'm really not. It's just that I've just gotten where I just crave it, and it makes me realize that, you know, the more I do it, it should be that way. At first, it's sometimes, I mean, there are days when I'm down that I don't want to pray, but, you know, if I really get up in the morning and use the time in prayer, it's really been a blessing. But, and when I first, these verses touched me was in prayer, because we pray and we pray, and so many times something happens, the Lord answers, and you think, I can't believe it. And I think, boy, that's a lot of faith, after I pray and pray for something. But this morning when he was teaching on that, they had, before this, they had just seen about, I don't know, 3 or 4 miracles. I don't want to, go into it because it's just too long, but he had cleansed several people, healed them completely. And the disciples had seen all this. And yet, they get into this boat, and here comes the waves. And they had just seen all these miracles, and they should have known. They didn't have, they should have known that the Lord was with them.
Right.
They had just seen him do all these things. And when he was, one of the points he touched, Lindo touched this morning, one was the heart had to be right to have a water garden. The other was, I'm not sure I'm going to get them all right, but the other one was to walk by faith, not by sight. And I just thought, they had seen with their eyes, all these miracles, they had seen. And yet, it says that he went into a ship and they followed him. And it says, and behold, there rose a great tempest in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. They should have known that even if he was asleep, he didn't have to say a word. I mean, he was there. His presence was enough. This one centurion said, you don't even have to come. Just speak the word. And yet here his disciples seeing all this, and they woke him up. Come on, come on. And it just really hit me that, when the waves, in my life, I know the waves come in, I see him do all these miracles, and I see him do all these things in my life and in the other brothers and sisters' lives. And yet, something else comes along, and I think, Lord, are you sure? You sure you're sleeping? What are you doing sleeping? What's wrong? And it really hit me this morning on that. And yet he got up. He gets up, and just like with us, I guess, when we say, well, Lord, where are you? What are you sleeping for? It says he got up, and he said, why are you fearful? You have little faith. But he did arise, and he rebuked the winds and the sea.
Amen.
And to me, it just was such a blessing. He's so faithful. Sometimes I think, Lord, why you don't just get so tired of me and just say, I've had it with you, like I do with my kids. But he did get up, and
Amen.
He rebuked, he told them, what's wrong with you? You have such little faith. Here I am, I'm with you. But he did calm the sea. And that was, to me, a real blessing in that we should be, walk by faith. The Lord is with us. We don't have to see that he does certain things. And that's hard for me. So many times I see lately it's been some things, and after I see what's happened, then I say, Lord, thank you. I can really see that you're working in it. But then it really hit me. Why do I have to wait till it's over before I really thank him, or before I say I see it? I should, I want to do it in the midst of the storm. I want to be able to say, hey, Lord, I know you're there. I don't have to. And in Matthew 14, verses 22, this is a little bit longer, but I'll try to be brief. It kind of goes along with what I read also and with what Lindo taught. It says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered unto him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And this just to me was, kind of goes along with it. Here Jesus, I don't understand, but he sent him into the ship, and he went along, went to pray. And it says, then the ship was in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. And it says, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went into them, walking on the sea. He just knew when that ship was tossing to and fro. I mean, he went out to pray, he sent him on, and it's almost like, he really does know when we need him. We don't have to call him. He's there. They didn't call on him then. He went before they started calling. And it says, and they saw him walking on the sea. To me, that, seemed like that. But here again, they saw with their eyes something he was doing. I mean, that was miraculous. They saw him. And it says, and then it said, Peter said, you know, be thou bid me come unto thee. And he said, come. And what really is, as soon as Peter got out, he was looking to Jesus. He was seeing with his eyes Jesus. But, and it hit me this afternoon when I was reading it, because my first thought was, when he looked down, which he shouldn't have done, you know, we're not supposed to walk by sight. That's what he did. But then it hit me. With his sight, he did see Jesus. Our eyes are supposed to be on the Lord. Amen. If we are looking to the Lord, if we're looking to him straight ahead, then we're going to be able to walk on the water. We're going to be able to make it. But it's when our eyes get fleshly, that we're not spiritually looking at the Lord, and we look down, and it says, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And to me, it's just such a blessing. He knows what we are, you know, and more every day I see what I am. I'm just such a lump of clay. And when my eyes are on the Lord, I can make it, you know, not on my own, not at all my own strength, but because my eyes are on him, I can make it. But it's when I start looking at the wind and I think, wait a minute. And then I look down and the waves are, and I'm like, oh, I can't be walking on water, you know. And I see, then I try to put my strength in myself, and that's when you begin to sink. And I don't know if I can bring it all together, but I hope I can. It's kind of clear. It's been such a blessing to me to know that if we really are our eyes on the Lord, if our heart is right, like Leno said, if our heart is right, and we are walking by faith, which it's really. That's one of, I guess, with me, the middle point is the hardest. I don't think you really can have any of them without the other. The heart being right and walking by faith. And then the other was, I think, the Lord being Lord of your life. But somehow walking by faith, it includes so many things. Prayer, and then even my home life, my children, you know, they're at an age right now where you're thinking, what do we do? Do we send them to the States? Do we do that? And it, you know, if I would just walk by faith and just really leave it to the Lord. But so many times I start worrying, every day I pray, Lord, you've given me my kids, and, you know, I want to give them to you. Let me trust you. And I know I don't trust the Lord enough with my children. But that is probably the point I have the hardest time with, is that, you know, I still see too much with my fleshly eyes. And I want so much to see before I actually thank the Lord. I want to see before I say, okay, Lord, I know what you're doing. And, but I thank the Lord that he is patient, that he is right there to pick us up. It says immediately he stretched forth his hand and caught him. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that he's right there every time that we fall, we get our eyes off of him and look down at the waves and I see the wind, but he's right there to catch us. And I'm so thankful for that. And what I want to finish with is in Isaiah, some verses. It says in Isaiah 61:10. There are just some verses of, for me, of rejoicing that even though I know I'm not what I always ought to be, I don't always have my eyes on the Lord. I see all the things he does and all the things he has done. And yet so many times I'm still like the disciples, you know, I faint. But it says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. And then in chapter 62, verse 7, it says, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. And I just praise the Lord that it always is according to his mercies and his loving kindness. I'm so glad it's not according to what I do and according to my having my eyes on him all the time, but it's according to his mercies and his loving kindness.
Amen.